also want to mention that tonight is the shleishim of one of my talmidim, someone who came here to the neighborhood a few years ago. Is an extraordinary, wonderful, wonderful person, Reuven Shlomo ben Yisrael Yankov, Bob Sendershu. It's the shleishim tonight, and this learning is le'ilui nishmaso. Yes, nisham b'shavim aliyah. Okay, so we're rounding third. And coming in, Rabbi Nachman, Hashem. There's a lot to do, and it's amazing how this was all coordinated through the entire year to come to Tu B'Shvat. It just worked out like that. Hashem's Baruch made everything come to Tu B'Shvat. We're talking about what's unique about the Malach of Zareya and Kedusha, what Zareya means in Kedusha. It's the only Malach where there's this bittul, complete bittul to the eye and to that reality that's beyond our reality, and that the person who's planting steps back, he drops the seed into the ground, and after that he takes his hands away, there's a siluk yadayim, and the seed becomes something different. It loses its identity and it becomes one with the earth, and through that bittul to the eye into the infinite one. Thank you so much. Is now able to be his chacha, something different, something new. The closest you can get to Yeshmi Ayin is a tree that's growing, fruits and flowers. It's the closest in this world that we can get to Yeshmi Ayin. Now how all of that works in our lives is what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. So you should have in front of you or on your phone, if you don't have it, to take a look at somebody, Kufnun Hey. There's probably a few Lukutim Rans over here too. There's a bunch you can take a look in Kufnun Hey. This is a Torah that we've worked on in the past. It's not a long Torah at all. The question that Rabbi Nachman is addressing, he doesn't spell it out, but it's a question that the tzaddik has and that all of us are bothered by, is that why is it that there are certain nefashis, there are certain people, there are certain Jews, kufnun hei. There are certain Jews who are tzomchim and parchim, that they just seem to grow. They grow, they're alive, they thrive. And then there are others that seem to have everything going for them. Seem to be in the right kind of a environment, right kind of a school, right kind of a home. Things seem to be fine. And yet that tree doesn't grow right. The fruit doesn't come out good. Doesn't have a good time. Doesn't have a good taste. Something is wrong. Why is that? And this is especially true in our generation. It's always been true, but it's especially true. Kidar tapucha ishema. It's a generation that fruits are not growing the way that the tree was planted, and it didn't grow the way that it was expected to grow. We'll see why. It says, bon lo emun bom. We'll see that really that pasuk contains in it the answer that Rabbi Nachman is going to be talking about. We could spend a few years on this Torah, on all of Rabbi Nachman's Torahs, especially the ones that are very short. They're very hard. But here, Rabbi Nachman speaks very directly to the point of all that we've been learning. And what is, on a personal, realistic level, what is the Baal Tanya talking about? That we learned the piece in the Baal Tanya. What is the Zinyan of Zriya and Kedusha? What is it that causes a Jew to grow in a healthy way? That's what this Torah is about. And I had the schus to learn a part of this Torah the last day that I was in Yerushalayim, the last time I was in Yerushalayim 2 years ago, right before Tu B'Shvat, Yudal Shvat, we left. And to a group of myself, I was there with the Bilvavi, with Rav Schwartz. We spoke to a few hundred American and English women in Yerushalayim. And they wanted us to talk about raising children in our times. And it was right before Tu B'Shvat, and I spoke a little bit about this Torah. It's probably on the something or other. It was recorded. I don't know where it is, but it's out there somewhere. But that's really what this Torah is about. It begins, Kufnun Hayatzvus Chumida Ra'a Ma'oid. It's a very Chassidish beginning. Oh, he was a Chassidish person. Atzvus Chumida Ra'a Ma'oid. Sadness is a very bad midah. It's a very bad midah. He doesn't call it a mood. He calls it a midah. Atzvus is a midah rom, midah rom ma'od. U'mash odem einan esela atzadik. And why is it that a person, why is it that you have people that they will not go to the tzadik, you refuse to go to the tzadik? Either a living tzadik or to go to the tzadik. And why would a person? U'mach mis atzvus ukvedus. Because of depression, that brings to a certain heaviness. V'chemash en mispal karoi. And why is it that that a Jew is not davening in the right way? Because of sadness and laziness. And the root and the source of all of this is chisaron emuna, is a lack of emuna. Because certainly, if the person really had complete faith, complete emuna, and if a person would believe that Hashem is Baruch is Oymed Alav, is here right now, Oymed Alav, standing right over the person with us right now, and that Hashem is listening to every single word that's leaving your mouth, if a person would believe that, umazin lekol tfiloso, that Hashem is listening to you when you daven. Then he for sure would not have any sadness, laziness, heaviness in this davening. Wouldn't have it all. And he would for sure daven karoi in a great way. The main cause of bilbul hatfilah, that davening is not working out, that there's a problem of davening, is because of chisaron, a lack of emunah. Chisaron emunah. Kamar lo mashal. Now here's where Tu B'Shvat comes in. Kamar lo mashal, k'shemenichen chita be'eretz tayva. If you take a grain and you, or wheat, whatever, and you plant it be'eretz tayva. You plant it in fertile soil, in healthy earth, in good earth. Azai hu godol v'tzameach yofe. Then it will grow. It will develop in a beautiful way. V'nemazik l'shum ruach. And it's a strong tree. And no matter how windy it is, or how cold it is, v'leizikim ra'amim, or thunder, lightning, whatever's going on with the weather, it wouldn't harm this tree. It wouldn't harm the tree. Not a storm, not snow, not the internet. It wouldn't knock over this tree. Because there's a koach in the world that Rabbi Nachman calls koach hatzomeach v'koach hagodol. The koach that causes things to grow and to become great. Al kein eno mazik leshum davar. Therefore, when this earth that the seed is planted in has korcha tzomech v'korcha gol, when it has this energy, this korcha gol, this the Baal Tanya was talking about, when the seed is in the earth, this korcha gol. This koach hatzomech, if the earth has that, ein mazik l'shum davar, and nothing can stop this tree from growing. Nothing will harm this tree. Aluk shenoyis tamachita be'eretz she'ena tayv lezriya. However, if the chita, if the grain is put, if the seed is planted, be'eretz she'ena tayv lezriya, in earth that is not good for planting. it's not fertile. Azayu nirkav ba'aretz, then the seed will rot, and there will not be that yichud with the earth. Doesn't have this sand or wherever this is, doesn't have in it koach hatzomeach and koach hagadol. So all that will happen to the seed or to the child is disintegration. The child will rot. The seed will rot. It will decay. But nothing will come forth. Nothing will grow. So near kabars. Because it's missing this koach hatzomeach, this koach hagadol. Beis Yaakov from Ishbitz talks about how, you know, if a plant and it's in the seed that's in the ground and wants so badly to grow and it's cold and the winter comes and the seed feels itself falling apart. So he says there are some seeds that when they feel that they're falling apart, they scream out and they daven. Those seeds. And from those seeds there will grow beautiful trees and delicious fruit. But there are other seeds that when they start folding apart in the winter, in the cold, they just crack and they fall apart and they don't daven. They just give up. They're misyayish. Nothing comes from them. So what is this koach ha-godel, this koach ha-tzomeach? It's what the Baal Tani was talking about, the koach of ayin, of Hashem's infinite reality. That remember the words of Hashem that he speaks to the earth, he speaks to the world every second, Tad Shei Haaretz, that Hashem's breath is infused into the earth, that Hashem's will that the earth should bring forth trees and so on, that is Hashem breathes that into the earth. So Rabbi Nachman says that in our lives, what this breath of Hashem, this infinite reality of Hashem, the way to connect to it is with Emuna. V'Emuna, hi b'chinas koach ha-godol v'koach ha-tzameach. I will see in a few minutes that nothing, no place in the world can grow things like an Eretz Yisrael. No place in the world can grow things like Eretz Yisrael. We'll see why. Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith. Rabbi Nachman speaks about the Emuna. It's the land of patience, of Erech HaPayim, and faith. Where do you see this? So Rabbi Nachman brings from Gilas Esther, where it says about Mordechai, and Esther says, V'Oimein es Hadassa. Now, Omein here means that Mordechai raised Hadassa. He raised her. He nurtured her. The Omein, he raised her. Lashon Gidl. Omein is a Lashon of causing something to grow, to raise it, to lift it up, to nurse. The Omein is Hadassah. So Rabbi Nachman is saying is that Mordechai, if we just take this literally, what the Rabbi Nachman is saying, Mordechai believed in Hadassah. He Esther. He believed in Hadassah, who was hidden. Esther is a Lashon of Hestapanim, of Nistar. He believed that inside this girl, there was hidden Hadassah. There was hidden this amazing plant, Hadassah, but it was in a state of Esther. Mordechai raised Esther by believing in that Hadassah Esther, believing that inside of this girl there was the Hadassah that was hidden, believing in that. The Oymen is Hadassah Lashon Gidl, K'may Shom Rabbi says Achon Levracha, Emuna Zayseid Ezra. The Oymen is a Lashon of Emuna, and Emuna, we already spoke about this a lot, is Chazal tells us Seder Zroim. Is the Seder of Shas of Zeroim, of planting. As we learned from the Shabbos, Mamin the Yushalmi, Mamin Bechai Olamim Vizoreya. The farmer puts the seed in the ground And he believes that it can grow. He believes that Hashem can grow it. That belief, that emunah that he has, is that which connects the plant to the koach ha-gadol and the koach ha-tzameach, is that which connects the child to the koach ha-gadol and koach ha-tzameach to be able to grow, to be able to flourish. The emunah that the parent has in the koaches of the child, in the lokus of the child, and the emunah that the parent has in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi says, "Achon levracha." Emunah is a seder zrayim. Baal kein. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says, "Baal kein kishiyesh lo emunah." When a person has emunah, she bechinas koach hagadol v'koach hatzameach. Emunah is what causes everything to grow. The Chabad Sfarim, it's taught that emuna, the word emuna, is a lashon of aleph mina. Now, what does the word mina mean? To count. Aleph mina means when you count everything back to the aleph, to the ayin, to Hashem. Emuna is aleph mina. That's how you count. You always come back to Hashem. Everything returns to aleph. Aleph mina. That's emuna. That's the koach of ayin. That's the Dvar Hashem that is in the child, that's in the earth, that's in the seed, and so on. Kishiyesh l'amunah, kishiyib chinis koach gadol koach ha-tzameach, as I ain mazik le shum dover. Ain mazik le shum dover. Anachnu ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. And when there's emunah, emunah is the koach ha-gadol koach ha-tzameach. And when a Jew is planted in that soil of emunah, nothing can pull him away. Nothing will take him away from that emunah. Nothing. Whatever the winter is, whatever the tzaras are, lo leinu, whatever the suffering, the difficulties, the challenges, emunah. I say, ein mazik l'shum davar. He's not afraid. Nothing pulls him away from his emunah. And a yarim is shum adam shum davar. He's not afraid of people. He's not afraid of anything. You know, I was saying this to somebody who's has all kinds of very, very, very extreme chummas with the Omicron. And I was talking to him, and I said, "You reminded me of a pasuk that it says in the Teichacha. It says in the Teichacha, V'nastem v'ein roidev. You know what that means?" Means you're running away and no one's chasing you. That's a klala. It's a terrible klala. Because you could say, because I saw years ago that there was Rabbi Grossman's father, Rabbi Yisrael, who was a big posek, a big tzaddik. So Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, he went into the Hussiatina Rabbi, Erev Shabbos in Tel Aviv, and Hussiatina was learning the Sechel Shabbos. And he told him this Vart. He said that it says in the Klolos, it says in the Teichah, V'nastem v'ein roidev. You could share this with the people who are running on. It says V'nastem v'ein roidev. So, and that seems to be like in the heat of the worst curses, V'nastem v'ein roidev. So the Rebbe, the Hussitina said, why is that a Klolos? Thank God there's nobody chasing you. Right? It's a good thing. No one's chasing you. It's bad if there's somebody after you. It's bad. But ain't right, Dave. So Hussiatina said, oy, zazaklala. When a person lives a life without emunah, v'nastem v'ein roidev, he's running and running, and he always thinks somebody or something is chasing him, and there's nobody, nothing is chasing him. V'nastem roidev, ain't roidev. And then the Hussiatina added, and he said, and it's a shod, it's a shame, because, and this is why it's such a klala. Because in general, there's a klal, Elokim Yivakish Anirdev, that it means that Hashem always helps the underdog. It was when somebody is a Nirdev, if somebody's being chased, the Baruch Shalom helps you. But this person only imagines that he's being chased. And there's no special siyata to Dishmai. You're just imagining that you're being chased. It's only when you're really being chased that there's special help. But if you just imagine that there are these viruses that are constantly running after you everywhere, V'nastem V'ein Roidev. It's a terrible klala that you see. Without emunah, there is such a thing. V'nastem v'ein roidev. Who's chasing you? What's chasing you? Venastem Roidef. That's who it is. And you could, I could probably be arrested even for saying this. No, the way things are now. Venastem Roidef. A cult. I'm not talking about somebody who's sick, God forbid, or he's an older person. No, I'm talking about regular people. Walking on the streets with masks on, in the air, in the fresh air, walking with masks on, and yelling at people still that don't. And it's Venastem Roidef. It's what happened to the world. There's a big birur where there's a munah and where there's not a munah. Rabbi Nachman says that when a person has a munah, he's not afraid. That doesn't mean he's foolish. That doesn't mean he's person does what he has to do. But a person is not afraid. Ein mazik l'shum dar. Veni yari mishum adam. The Shumdov is not afraid of people. He's not afraid of things. Umispal b'chiyas karoi. The davening is b'chiyas, because he's filled with amuna, and amuna is when something is planted in amuna, it's alive, it grows. V'nosei la'tzadik, he's not afraid. He wants to go see the tzadik. He wants to grow. He wants to get advice. He wants to be inspired. Kein misyar mispachi mishum inyin shabayla. He's not misyar mispachi mishum inyin shabayla. He's not afraid of anything in the world. Avakshiyesh chisaron b'amuna. However, and this is why there are certain plants that simply don't grow right. Kshiyesh chisaron b'amuna. However, if there's a chisaron in amuna, that means that this person's not counting everything from Aleph, from Echad, from Elohim. And as a result of that, he's weak and vulnerable and frightened. And he's uprooted with any kind of a breeze that comes along, he's uprooted. Because he's not bottled to the ayin of Hashem. He's not in that world of Amuna, of Bittul to Hashem. The seed doesn't allow itself to become bottled to Hashem, to the earth. And therefore it just corrodes. It falls apart.
Nirkov mamish.
If a person does not have this koach hagodol, koach hatzomeach, Azayu nirkov mamish. He mamish rats. Nirkov means to rat. Nirkov mamish.
Kmo achita hanal.
Like the grain that just falls apart.
Val kain, and therefore you'll see. Yesh lo atzvus v'atzlus ukvedus.
This person, how do you see this? How do you see this rotting? How do you see this erosion, this disintegration of a person? The signs, Rabbi Nachman says, the telltale signs of this person's lack of amuna is atzvus, atzlus, and kvedus. Sadness, laziness, a heaviness. Those are the telltale signs.
Nirkov mamish.
It says again, Nirkov mamish. This person mamish rats. Nirkov mamish. Is not connecting to the. Is not. Doesn't. Is lacking the emuna. Without the emuna, it's missing the koch hagadol kol chad tzemeach.
He's not bottled to the infinite eye in the koch of Hashem, and therefore he rats. A person who's bottled to the infinite, to the eye in with emuna. Even if he goes through whatever tzar lo aleinu, he goes through in life, he's tzomeach, he's strong. He's not blown away by it, he's not destroyed by it. If anything, kashiano se ken yebe v'chen yefreitz. Stronger and stronger. Such an Indian a person doesn't get destroyed by it. The koch hagadol, koch hatzomeach.
Then Rabbi Nachman makes one of his amazing jumps.
And you just have to, like, hold on to him. And this is the inyan of erech apayim, of tolerance, of patience, of being patient.
Even
though no matter how long it takes for this person, and he's trying, it's taking him a long time to become somebody, to become something, doesn't turn him away, doesn't turn him back. It's not mababel, doesn't confuse him.
He doesn't care. Loch
pasla shum dav. Doesn't care about anything.
Rak oyser shelo bavadoso.
He just continues on with his avoda.
Oyser shelo bavadoso. Avadoso es Hashem is both.
He just goes on, just continues on with this avoda es Hashem.
Ki erech apayim,
and this is the midah of erech apayim. He's sorry for everything. He's patient. However long it takes, he's patient.
Erech apayim, hotoli bebchinas amuna.
Because erech apayim, to have this midah of erech apayim, you have to have very strong amuna to have this midah of erech apayim. So you see that, I was talking to the women about this last week in the shiur, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a taina kivyoch against Hashem. At the end of Parsha Shmos, and he says, "Me'oz bosi al parlo d'abishmach le'hayta hera lamaz hatzela hitzaltas." Ever since you sent me, it's gotten worse. What do you do? Not only did you not save the people, but it's getting worse for the people. And the Sfarim said that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that the gula should be miad. He wanted that it should be Achishana, miad. And Hashem doesn't say anything. Hashem just says to them, Ve'era Elavim Yitzchak Yaakov, which basically means, I'm the Gabbai over here, you know? That's what Hashem is saying, I'm the Gabbai. And I have a certain Seder. Like the Chofetz Chaim said a Moshel, that a guy comes into the shul, and he doesn't understand, because he sees that this guy goes for Shlishi that sits over here. This guy goes for Revi who sits over here. This guy's Chamishi over here. The guy gets up for the omen, he sits over there. So this stranger comes in, he says, Chofetz Chaim gives this marshal. The stranger comes into the shul, he says to the guy, what's the matter with you? You don't have any Seder over here? What's the Shlishi and Chamishi and Davening? So the guy says, look, I'm Gab over here for 50 years, you know? This guy's got a yard site. This guy is his birthday, Christ. This one, this. There's a Mahalach over here. There's a Mahalach. I have a Seder. You don't know this Seder. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ve'eril Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, B'kel Shakai. In other words, I have a certain mahalach. I'm building something. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, there's a mahalach over here. So now you came onto the scene, and I sent you to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, and you're saying it's not working. It's not working. You sent me to do this, and it's not working. So same thing with it. Parents have a child. The kid is already 7, 8 years old, doesn't want to daven. And you know, like you do with something, like if something doesn't work, you start knocking it, that it should make it work, right? So you start knocking the kid. There are different ways to knock. I don't mean physically, God forbid. You know, you start to knock. You start to shake. You start to bang. The kid's not davening. Ashur Yashav Yisrael. You give him a knock, maybe he'll daven. Like, you know, you kick the machine, it'll start to work. Because he wanted that, I had this kid, I want this kid to be the firmest kid on the block, and I want everything should be good with this kid. What's going on over here? The Baruch Shalom says, I'm the Gabbai over here, I have a mahalach, how it goes. And that's why it's called, you know, the name that it has from German is kindergarten. It's the same thing in Yiddish, a garden of children. Samachay, the Rabbi Nachman Samachay talks about the garden of Hashem, the Balasada, the neshamas of the living, the neshamas of the dead, and Hashem's garden, and how the tzaddik tends to the garden of Hashem. There's a whole Torah on gardening. Samachay. V'yem aboyez al rus, it's called. I'll tell you there. It's a garden of children. And the soil that causes the child to grow in a healthy way is emuna. Kach ha-godol, kach ha-tzameach. Emuna Hashem is baruch. Belief that the parents have in Hashem. Belief that the parents have. He omen is hadasi. He esther to believe that the child has an nefesh of a kid. To give it time. To be patient. To be patient. But erech apayim, patience depends on emuna. At the end, Moshe didn't get to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the mice with the water, with the rock, but it says in the pasuk, Yan lahemantim be like Tishani. Yan lahemantim be, on his madrega, we don't understand Moshe Rabbeinu's madrega, something. And he didn't get to Eretz Yisrael, because we're going to see in a second that Eretz Yisrael is the place of Amun of Erech Apayim. So Rabbi Nachum says, Shein shum dov yochel barbalo say ki lo echpas le shum dov rak oise shelo ba'avadaso as Hashem is baruch ki erach ha'payim utali b'pchinis amuna ki kol zman she yesh avadah zah ba'olam charon af ba'olam. Chazal say that when there's avadah zah in the world, there's charon af in the world. Avadah zah is the opposite of amuna. So when there's a lack of amuna, avadah zah, when there's a lack of amuna, then there's charon af, impatience, anger. Avla yidei amuna. However, where there's Amuna, Shohepach Avodah Zarah, Amuna is the opposite of Avodah Zarah. There's Batla Charanav. That removes, or that preempts, the anger. Amuna is the opposite of Avodah Zarah. Where there's Amuna, there's patience, not anger. V'zoich al-Arich HaSapayim. And Yezoich al-Arich HaSapayim. It takes time for something to grow. It takes time for a plant to grow. It takes time for a person to grow. To have patience. The person is patient with any bilbulum or minias that come up in his davening, in his avodas Hashem, he doesn't get all worked up by them. He doesn't get meshuga from anything. She is bil hakol, and if he's soivel everything. How long it takes? People making fun of him, his failures. He's soivel hakol. He's patient, not lazy. Just the opposite. He works hard, but he's not uprooted by a failure. He's not uprooted by challenges that he has in life. Doesn't uproot him. Doesn't take him away. Because he's planted strong, deep in the soil of Amuna. Kach ha-godol, kach ha-tzameach. So he's patient. Doesn't get depressed. Something doesn't work out. Doesn't go the way that he expected. Doesn't get upset. Doesn't get depressed. Doesn't get lazy. Doesn't say, forget it, you read the time, I'm done, I can't do this anymore, I'm ready in the shiur for 2 days, I don't understand anything. These are the discussions I would have with Bachum all the time. The shiur is not for me. The guy's running from one shiur to the next, like on a checkers board or something. Goes from one shiur to another shiur. Says, why don't you stay for a month or two? Say, give it a chance. No, it's not for me. Sometimes it's not. Usually it just takes time. Give it some time. Right, Yad Tzeruchai v'leichpas leklal. Yad Tzeruchai doesn't lose it. This guy doesn't lose it. V'leichpas leklal. He doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't care. Doesn't mean he doesn't care about anything. It means that he doesn't upset him. Doesn't he? Doesn't get worked up by it, by the setbacks. It doesn't bother. V'yad says shalom b'avodah. So he just does. Keeps on going. Whatever he can do. V'yavra alakol. He's able to make it through everything. Whatever the winter is, whatever, however cold it is, this seed somehow grows, makes it back in the spring, grows, makes it back. V'liyokush alkol ha-bilbulum v'haminiyas klal. doesn't it's not nispal from any of the bilbulim and the menias at all. Shekol zehu b'chinas erech apayim. This is all what's called erech apayim. And how do you come to such a madrega, this madrega of erech apayim? Shezoichen ayidei amuna, through amuna. Avodah Zarah, which is the opposite of amuna, is charonaf. Everything that gets person worked up and angry and upset and turned off. The opposite, amuna, is erech apayim, arichas apayim.
The last part of this Torah, I'm going to have to go now, so we'll finish this Torah later. The last part of this Torah is when Rabbi Nachman speaks about Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing thing at the end. That Eretz Yisrael is the place of Emuna. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Arichas Apayim. Eretz Yisrael is waiting such a long time for us to come back. Eretz Yisrael is unbelievably patient and waiting and does her thing, doesn't give in to the Arabs, to the Christians, then is waiting for Jews to come back. And waits patiently. And Eretz Yisrael is the land of faith. Therefore, Eretz Yisrael is the only place, really, where it says Shchan Ba'aretz Urei Emuna, the only place where a Jew can really, really grow to be a powerful, powerful tree that nothing in the world can shake, is only in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, the soil is not strong. The soil is not so fertile. The Emuna of Chutz La'aretz is a place of Kfirah, of Adazar. Eretz Yisrael is the place of Emuna. And therefore, the only place where a Jew can truly, truly, truly grow b'emes, and have this Arichas Apayim and have this Karach Gol Kod Tzemech is really in Eretz Yisrael. We'll finish that next year. Mr. Shem. Shkar. Because Avodah Zarah is a lack of Emunah or a distorted Emunah. And it says, wherever there's Avodah Zarah, there's Charon Af. So Charon Af means anger and impatience, intolerance.
Well, what is the connection between anger and Avodah Zarah?
Because when a person has emunah, when a person's emunah is strong, then he believes that every single thing is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Don't get angry then.
Yeah. Hashem's doing his thing, he's working it out, however long it takes. But when the person doesn't have the emunah, he's in Avodah Zarah, so then it's not going. Okay. It's anger.